From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto met Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. The leaders spoke to the press. Here's Mr. Obama.
We're going to continue to deepen our trilateral cooperation in this hemisphere and around the world. And in short, we're going to do more to speak with one united North American voice on the world stage.
Much of the conversation with the press was about the political trends behind the rise of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Britain's decision to pull out of the European Union. European Union leaders focused Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. Tuesday night, they bid farewell to outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron and called on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
We hope to have the UK as a close partner in the future. It is up to the British government to notify the European Council of the UK's intention to withdraw from the Union.
Donald Tusk. Turkey's prime minister is fingering the Islamic State group as the probable cause of Tuesday's deadly airport attack. Dorian Jones reports.
Flags across Turkey were at half-staff Wednesday as the country observed a day of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's triple suicide bombing attack at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. Within hours of the bombings, Atatürk Airport was reopened. Turkish security forces are now racing to identify the suicide bombers. The attackers appeared well-organized and coordinated. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking hours after the attack, pointed the finger at Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Russia and Turkey have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade. The agreement followed a telephone conversation between the country's presidents, the first such conversation since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. Egyptian investigators say a flight data recorder shows there was smoke aboard the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. The recorder shows the smoke was in the lavatory and in some of the onboard electronics. Investigators say heat damage and soot was found on the front part of wreckage of the plane. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered but damaged. It is being repaired in Paris and could provide more clues into the cause of the crash. Syrian rebel forces Wednesday seized a small airport near the Iraq border that had been used as a base by the Islamic State group. The Hamdan Air Base had served as an Islamic State outpost strategically near the city of Al-Abu Kamal. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Power spoke Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington.
We're asking governments to commit to welcoming more refugees into their countries with the goal of doubling the number of refugee admission slots worldwide.
Power announced U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. A new survey by the Pew Research Center shows U.S. President Barack Obama continues to get largely favorable reviews throughout much of the world in the final days of his presidency. 15 of the 16 countries surveyed in Europe and Asia expressed confidence in Mr. Obama's ability to handle world affairs. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton got mostly favorable reviews in Europe, although they are consistently lower than Mr. Obama's. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, did not fare very well. In many of the nations polled, his confidence rating was only in the single digits. One day after Zika funding failed in the Senate, U.S. lawmakers heard a sobering assessment of the virus's potential to do harm. They also heard about America's lack of preparedness to fight the mosquito that carries the Zika virus. The deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Ann Schuchat, noted that more than 500 pregnant women in the United States have contracted Zika, and the number is certain to rise. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.